small island developing states and other developing nations experience a reality plagued by this continuous existential threat. With the passage of every hurricane, every outbreak of war, and every global food shortage, we all remain at risk of tipping the balance that we have striven to create over these many, many years. I humbly urge countries to honor the financial commitments made before the COP26 to double contribution to adaptation financing by 2025. A delayed response to these commitments would further imperil our developing nations.